Hashlach Lecha is where we begin to hear about Avraham Avinu. Last week's parasha, nothing, just that Avraham was born and that he got married to Sarah. There's nothing else in last week's parasha about Avraham Avinu, chutz mimah shekatuv, shu nolad. And he left Rukazim, Choron, and Sarah. All of a sudden we hear Vayom Hashem al Avram. Now Hashem starts speaking to Avram. Lech lecha, mi'atzecha, mi'ladetcha, mi'beis avicha. Now Rabbi Yisai, I don't know if you're aware that till this lech lecha, unbelievable stories happened to Avram Avinu. Unbelievable stories. There's one word in the Torah, Ur Kasdim. One word, Ur Kasdim. What happened to Ur Kasdim? So we have to look at the Midrashim. The Midrashim tell me unbelievable stories happened to Ur Kasdim. Actually, the Midrashim tell us unbelievable stories when Avram was born.
Mm-hmm.
That Avram Avinu, there was astrologies that told Nimrod that there's going to be a person who's going to get up and go against Avodah Zarah. And Nimrod made himself into an Avodah Zarah, so he was against that. The astrologers told Avram, the Nimrod, that there's going to be a person that goes against you, just like Moshe Rabbeinu. I'm just like Moshe Rabbeinu. What happened? They throw 700,000 children. They killed.
How many?
700,000 boys they killed. Unbelievable. People don't realize the history of Avram Avinu. Not only that, Terach, the father of Avram, was actually a minister by...
You were very rich.
Avram Avinu's time. So you're talking about 10 generations.
From what thing? You know how many children they had?
Each one had 10. I'll call upon him. It says clearly that Terach, wife was pregnant with Avram, so she tells Nimrod, by me you don't have to be chayshish, I'm your head Avodah Zarah guy, I'm your head servant, so my child for sure he's not going to go against you. And he said, you're right. The kids of the astrologers saw over the house of Avram of Terach.
After they killed 700,000.
After they killed over the house of Terach. So they came to Terach and said, listen, you got to give us your kid. So Terach took this from a slave.
Yeah.
Took from a slave and he got... That's a whole story. Beautiful, interesting.
Well, I've heard of it.
Interesting mices. Interesting stories. And then the story is that Avram Avinu had to hide in a cave and then... And some mices. Sat in jail 10 years ago. Not only that he sat in jail 10 years, he was thrown into a pit of fire, a furnace of fire, and he came out.
2 days, man.
I'll tell me something. In the Heilig Gittayra. Why is it all not mentioned in the Heilig Gittayra? So again, A. Vayayim Hashem al Avram lech lecha. This is the first mention of Avram's greatness, of Avram's doings, of Avram's nisyonot, so to speak, from here.
It's the first time that it's in the world.
It says, that, I'm saying it's the first time it talks about Avram's maaseh, what Avram did, who, what, when. I mean, it just says last week's parasha, Avram was born and he married Sarah. That's all it says. That's all. Finish.
And then left.
Oh, maybe because he didn't want to say what the bad things he did.
It's not bad. Nothing. Avram didn't do anything bad. It's all good. Avram's history was something to learn from. As a matter of fact, the Rambam brings it down to learn from him. The Rambam in Hilchas Avodah Zarah brings it down to learn from him. If you look at the Rambam in Hilchas Avodah Zarah, you'll have to go through 100 pages until you find it. Baklapanim, it's in here somewhere in your pamphlet.
Maybe that was the first test, no?
The Rambam says clearly. Kimon shenigmal eisen zeh hischa l'shaiti b'daitai from halacha gimel, yeah? First, the Rambam brings about all the different Avodah Zarah that the world had at the time. And then the Rambam speaks from Halacha Gimel, you hear? From Avraham Avinu's times. Kivon shenigmal eitan zeh hitchil shotet bedatov hu katan lachshol bayom u balayla ya tamiyach efshar shiagal gazeno tamid. And then he writes the story with Rukazdim even. He brings here, at the end, Kivon shigavar lehem berayis, Bikesh HaMelech L'Hargoy, Nasaloy Nes, the last line in the Rambam, on the line, Nasaloy Nes, you see it? The Nasan Loy Nes, V'yatsa Macharim, V'hizchil, the next page, V'hizchil, V'hizchil, what's over here after this, V'hizchil, what's the next page here? You stop right there. Okay, whatever it is, you look yourself, you got the idea. The idea of the Rambam is that the Rambam, who's a halacha sefer, felt it necessary to tell me the story of Avraham Avinu's childhood. So the Torah doesn't feel it necessary. If the Rambam brought it, the Rambam brought it for a reason, right? Why did the Rambam bring it? It's because there's a halacha that can be learned from this. And what's the halacha that can be learned from this? Because we learn from Avraham Avinu how a person should be masa gemuna. Right? Whatever it is, we learn from Avraham Avinu ech yelad masig emuna, ech ben adam masig emuna, ech ben adam lochem neged avodah zarah. Otherwise, why would the Rambam bring all this? In the Torah, it's not no reason it should be said. Lo laskiritza, not to mention it before. That's the question. Okay. So this is question number one. During Chazar Sashir, you're going to have to ask the question. You'll have to speak out all the interesting midrashim, which I hope is not enough for you to entertain you, because I'm not here to entertain you. But I'm here to ask you to limud, to learn. Once you know all these midrashim, the rich midrashim about Avraham Avinu, how he was born and how he sat in jail and how he went out of Kifshanesh, lama kol ze lo katuv, lo huskar, lo merumaz afilu batoha. Lomerumaz, not even a remez in the Torah. Not even one remez in the Torah. Not pili ploin, pili ploin, pili ploin.
Hint.
And remez. There's not even a hint of it in the Torah. The Rambam, that's Halacha Seif, he brings it, yeah. He brings it, Bekitzur. The Rambam, Halacha Seif, Bekitzur brings it. The Torah shouldn't bring it. At least tell me who Avraham Avinu is. Otherwise, he's asking to the Kasha. Aizen Akasha. Kavaldi Akasha. Okay. I want to tell you another thing. If you take a look, the Gemara tells us about Avraham Avinu. Yuma daf chav ches amid beis.
Yeah,
you found it.
Get to give it to
beis. Says the Gemara like this. Omer Abchom Bar Chanina, miyemehem shel avoteinu, loy parsha yeshiva mehem. They never didn't learn yeshiva. Paul yub mitzrayim, yeshiva imoeh. Shneem aleich vasafte zikne Yisrael. Paul yub midbar, yeshiva imoehem. They learned yeshiva. Avraham Avinu zokein. So what happens? We see there was Zakin v'Yoshev Yeshiva. They said learn. So the Bams is a rod, I wasn't going to speak it out, but if you want, there's an obvious that of Nasa that says Kil Yosef taught him the Torah. As a matter of fact, the Gemara says that Avraham Avinu's Mesechus Avodah Zarah had 400 prakim in it.
Yeah, I saw this yesterday.
Avraham Zarah Nasa had 400 prakim.
Yeah.
Had 400 prakim. Gemara says it.
You say Mesechus Avodah Zarah, it says.
That he had 400 prakim. The kids on Maisa, Avraham Avinu was a Gevalgi Goyin Rosh Hashiva, you see. Today, if we would have to call up Avraham Avinu, believe me, the titles I gave to Rabbi Weiss before would be nothing compared to the titles of Avraham Avinu.
Who he learned?
He learned with his children. Hashem, the Aver. There was a whole kabur of guys learning. What a yeshivala. It was a yeshivala. Avraham. By heart. Kil Yosef. They understood the Torah on their own. What's my kasher, Rabbi Zai? If Avraham Avinu was a goyin b'tayra. A goyin b'tayra. Zokim v'yosef yeshiva. Why is it not mentioned in the Torah? Why is it a diuk and a remez by hiki zakin? Zakin means all that, and also means zakin v'yayishim yeshiva. So you're learning all day. Tagili shoya gaon, tagili shoya achves, tagili tadaber alav shu amash yurim ut pisfarim, tagili alav mashu. It's not one word in the Torah about it.
No, pisfarim.
I'm asking these questions. Same questions. I don't understand. I don't understand if they have a Torah that tells me about the Avos. And we learn from the Avos. Why is it not mentioned? The history of Avraham Avinu before Hashem speaks to him. And the greatness of Avraham Avinu. Zokin v'yoshu v'yeshiva. I'll give you a maisa. Yeah? I once heard from a person that they put out a sefer about a certain person in Eretz Yisrael who was icing a chesed a lot. So the B'nai Yeshiva didn't buy it. You know why? It's only about chesed. So what? What is he already about chesed? So they realized that they made a mistake. If they would have been madgish more that he was also going in Torah, then it would have, I don't understand. What is the Torah madgish about Avraham Avinu? He was a goyin in chesed. If he was such a big goyin in learning, why did you talk about that? Zokin v'yoshu b'yeshiva. 400. He was mechadish 400 prokim. He wrote a shas of 400 prokim on Masechta Zokin Zohar. Why is this not mentioned? Why is it not mentioned in the Torah? Is, I see that he grabbed, I asked him to make me a copy of Rashi Chav Chet Tet, but really it's the same Gemara that Zokim Yashiv Yeshiva Yankiv. Yankiv sat and learned all his life. Okay. I want to show you an interesting thing. If you take a look, the Mishnah in Avot tells us, Asara Nisyonot Nisnase Avraham Avinu. Avraham was tested with 10 tests. 10 tests Avraham was tested. Avraham was tested with 10 tests.
What is it?
It's Gimel. It's Perikali Mishnah Gimel. V'amad b'kulam leodia to teach us kama chibato shel Avraham Avinu alav ha-shalom. How much Hashem loved him. Ah! Asar nisyonot v'amad b'kulam. Tell me, what are the Asar nisyonot? What are they? So the Rav, comes along and gives one list. The Rambam disagrees with the list of the Rav and he gives a different one. So if you take a look, the Rav says like this. Asar nisyanot echad ur kazdim. The first one starts with ur kazdim. Shishlicha nimra l'kiv shenesh. Sheni lech lecha miyartzecha. So actually, ur kazdim, which is the first of the ten, is not even in the Torah. It's not even mentioned in the Torah. Interesting. It says the word that he left Ur Kazdim. Doesn't say anything about a Nesav Ur Kazdim. Doesn't say nothing about throwing into fire. There's no mention of, according to the Rav's list, it comes out the first of the ten is not in the Torah. The Rambam disagrees with the Rav. If you look at the rest of the Rav, the Rav meaning the Bar Tanura here already, in the Yeshiva world they call him the Rav. The Bar Tanura is called the Rav. Reish Ayin Bet, the Rav, the Bar Tanura. The kids are, if you look, you'll see over Shabbat, he gives you the whole list, and the 10th one is the Akeid. Okay. Pirush Mishnayis LaRambam, on the spot, gives a different list. Kilaimar. Dibra Katuv. Asar Nesyonot Shnisnezer Vaminu Kulam Dibra Katuv. They all in the Torah. What's bothering the Rambam? According to you, that it's not, that Ur Kazdim is the first one, why is it not in the Torah? So therefore we have to say the first one actually is what? Hagerut. V'amro yidbarach lecha me'eretz. Yidbarach lecha lecha me'eretzecha. Okay? Gerut, to leave the land.
Gerut.
Stranger, to go into another land. So it comes out that he went to another land, and that is the first of the Asar Nisyonos. That's the first one. So what do we have? Machloik is the Rav and the Rambam. The Rav learns that Ur Kazdim is the first one. And you see from the way the Rambam speaks, Kulam Diber Katuv. What's bothering the Rambam? It doesn't make sense that Ur Kazdim should be the first one if it's not in the Torah. It has to be Kulam Diber Katuv. So therefore, Lech Lecha, which is where the Torah starts, must be the first one. I do want to point out that look at the Lashon of the Rambam. What is the first of the Nisyanot? Gerut. Gerut. He calls it Gerut.
Hagerut.
Hagerut.
Lech Lecha.
Lech Lecha. What is the design of Lech Lecha?
Gerut.
He calls it Gerut. He calls it Gerut. We'll soon see why. Because if you look at Rashi, Rashi asks, Rashi discusses Blabashel when he had to go down to Mitzrayim. What exactly is the test? Oh, so it says over there that the test was he could have been Maharach Midais of Shalkar Baruch. He could have started to what? He could have started to say, Rabbi Nishloilam, what do you mean? You took me to Yisrael, you promised me, now you're sending me to Mitzrayim. Over here, we see that the actual Lech Lecha Miyatzecha, the actual going itself, was the Nisayah. You see, Hagerut, the actual going. What does that mean? To live in the Eretz Malatcha, it's much easier. Rabbi Nishloilam tells you to leave all this and to become a stranger. He did it for the Rabbeinu Shlom. That itself is the Nisayon. You see? In other words, notice that the Rambam stresses the Nisayon is not Laharach HaMidoysev over here. No, it's not that he complained, Rabbeinu Shlom, Mehecha Teisa. The actual Gerut, the actual fact that a person could pick himself up, Me'eretz Me'ladetai, Me'eretz Be'sovim, and leave, that itself is a tremendous Nisayon. And that itself is what Avram pierced. That's why I'm just trying to point out the Rambam's words. The Rambam's explaining me what the Nisayon of Lech Lecha was. And it's Hagerut. It's the fact that he had to go to Galut Pashat. Pashat had to leave his family. Okay. Let's take a look now at the Gra. Chidushi HaGra. Asar Nisayonis. On the side you have a Gra. The Pirkei Ablezer Perichavav Isa. And here is very interesting. This is what I was going to tell you. A lot of the Midrashim I spoke out, I found here in the Gra. That he brings up a picket there, Blazer, Kishanoilat Avram Avinu, Bikshu Kogdele Amalchus Lahargai, Benechba Machmas Mitachas Laritz, Yud Gimel Shana. He had to hide in a cave 13 years. Shlai Rosh Shemesh Virech, Vakach Yotza Mitachas Laritz, yeah?
Medaber Lashon HaKodesh.
Medaber Belashon HaKodesh. Moiz Vasherim, Vashikis Psilim, Abatav Vyaitzrei. Beis, Shenechbash Eser Shanim, Vakach Bekiv Shana Eish. The Hainu, the Grod brings out from the Pirkei der Beleza actually that there are two before Lech Lecha. The Rav brings out how many are before Lech Lecha? One. Which one is before Lech Lecha? Ukazdim. The Grod brings out from the Pirkei der Beleza actually there were two Nisyonis before. And what were they? They were the and the one before the cave. Yeah. The fact meaning, pretty much the kash I asked you.
Yeah.
Where is all these nisyonos? Meaning, where is the beautiful medrash of where you have to hide and be in a cave and in a jail? And Rokazdim is the second one. And for some reason, it's not in the Torah. When according to Pirkei der Belezer, they counted as two of the asar nisyonos. Pilik point.
Yeah, it wasn't the Torah.
Huh?
It wasn't the Torah.
I can't hear what? It just says that he left Ukazda. Yeah, but what happened to Ukazda?
It doesn't say what happened. Just say he left.
He left New York City. So you have to know what there was a big Nisayon in New York City.
What's
from
Mimonad Adetecha? He already left.
Huh?
He already left. What's from Mimonad Adetecha?
What do you mean? Why is all this not found in the Hale Gittir? Why is all this not found in the Hale? I want you to know, Pirkei der Beleza says there are actually two before. There were actually two of the Nisayonis before. Interesting medrash tamchuma. On the pasuk left, they asked Rebbe Akashi, Lamdeinu Rabbeinu, what's that lacha if a person could be mekabel ol malchus shamayim when he travels, when he goes? Rav Idi, Rav Huna, b'shem Rav Yehuda, Rav Yosi, b'shem Rav Shmuel Amru. Also, the Kabbalah, Mal Shamayim, Kshu Mahalach. Ela Yamoid, B'makim Echad, Yechave Liboy, La Shamayim, Be'ema, Ubeira, Beretet, Ubezeya, Be'ichut Hashem, Be'ikra, Shema Yisrael, Hashem, Elikin Hashem Echad. Can I ask you a question? What does this have to do with Pash
Lech? Yeah, you went left there.
Because if there's the word Lech Lecha, so you have Akasha, how do you say Kriyashma? That's your Lamdeinu Rabbeinu?
Because since you learned the Torah, maybe.
Lamdeinu Rabbeinu, do you like this? If you had to say a Shia, you would say this answer? That's the answer you would give to this Medrash?
No, guys. You learn all Torah.
See yourself because you're saying good. Yeah, the kasha bites the beautiful cuss.
Now you have to...
I look at this medrash and I understand. What is this medrash? Kasha. How a person travels in these medrashs. Like, Kriya Shema, a boat. Because Avraham Avinu was traveling. That's the pshat. Okay. See, this is like this. I believe the reason why Avraham Avinu's realizing who Hashem is not in the Torah, as well as Avraham's greatness in learning why it's not in the Torah, because like Simcha said, but I just want to add a little flavor to it, that's not a big chiddush. Avraham Avinu Hikar is Boiroi isn't a very big chiddush of who Avraham Avinu is. As a matter of fact, I'm going to show you now a Chovat Halvavot. The Chovat Halvavot writes clearly. You know, maybe we'll start with the Rambam before the Chovat Halvavot. The Rambam in Yesodei HaTorah writes that how does a person come to love Hashem? How does a person come to love Hashem? So it says, Akel, Hanichbad, Vanora, Mitzvah Le'elvo Uli'ira Mimenu. You have to love Hashem and you have to fear Hashem. Shenema, like it says, V'yohavtes Hashem Eloikecho, V'nemares Hashem Eloikecho Tiro. So we have two psukim, to love and to fear Hashem. Hey, Chiyaderech Lavotsu Mirosu, how do you come to that? Says the Rambam, B'shosh Yidbonen Ha'adam B'masav U'bruav Aniflaim Agdolim Miyad Hu'ohev. Automatically, yeah, you'll come to love Hashem. Automatically, Mishabeach, Mifa'er, Mitaveh, Tavag, Dola, Leida, Hashem, Agadol. You should understand that when you open your eyes, to see the world around you, says the Rambam, automatically you'll come to love Hashem, you'll come to want to know Hashem. The Rambam himself repeats this also with even a stronger Lashon in Perik Dalet. If you look at Perik Dalet Halacha Yud Beis, I want you to read that Rambam as well. The Rambam Perik Dalet Halacha Yud Beis tells me. Alright, we gotta set up the papers here before the shiur next time, but alright. Bizman Shadam Midbonem Bidvarim Ha'elu Umakir Kol Abruim Mimalach V'Galgul V'Adam Uki Yotzebo. If he starts thinking about the Malachim, he starts thinking about the Mazalot, he starts thinking about Adam, man, Uki Yotzebo. וירח חכמתו של הקדוש ברוך הוא בכל היצורים ובכל הברואים מוסיף אהבה למקום ותצמע נפשו ויחמה בשרו לאהוב המקום ברוך הוא ויראה ויפחיד משפלות בדלותו וקלותו משיערך עצמו לאחד מהגופות הקדושים הגדולים וכל שכן לאחד מהצורות התורות הנבדו מן הגלמים שלא נסחר בגלם כלל וקיצר. What is the law of the Rambam? Rambam says clearly, ויראה חכמתו בכל היצורים מוסיף אהבה למקום ותצמע נפשו ויחמה בשרו לאהוב את המקום ברוך הוא. A person is midbonen in the Briah, says the Rambam, in two places clearly, automatically what happens is, you'll take it from him, automatically what happens is that he will come to love Hashem. There is no big greatness, according to the Rambam, that Avraham Avinu was Hikar as Bayer. You're right. The difference is Avraham Avinu was, but Lamaisa, the Torah is telling you anybody can be Matkish. The Torah does not want to be Matkish. Avraham Avinu, that's not what Avraham Avinu's greatness was. You know why? Because any child, if he wants to, could do this. Now, where did I get this from? The words of the Chayv Salavos. The Chayv Salavos says clearly this Yisrael. Anybody, as long as he's not a tipish mifursam and a shaita muflag, will understand that there's a Borei Olam. You made the Chayv Salavos, you made the paper, bring me the Chayv Salavos.
So they quantified as 95%
of the world, unfortunately, but that's yeah. Says the Chayv HaSalavavos like this. V'yesh b'nei Adam shamru she'olam niye b'mikre mibli bore shitchilo v'yotzer shiatzro u'minateima b'einai ech tale b'dach b'daper b'odenu b'briuto any healthy person.
That means everybody else
is not. How does a healthy normal person think then? The Ilu Hoya Bal Hamamar Azeh Shomei Adam Shomar Ki Mamoro Begalgal Echad Shomayim. If someone's going to tell you about water or something in the water, Shomit Galgel Ashkot Chelka Echad Shal Sadeh Gina V'choshev Ki Zeh Nidkan Mebli Kavanat Uman. Someone's going to tell you, you see this word, this sprinkler, this that by itself. You'd say, sir, things don't happen by itself, right? You see this watch? This watch happened by itself. Even sugar, right? How does something happen by itself, right? She says, "Vakavatovisham kol kli mikelav luma tatoelet hayalo lafliu lagdila diba alav lachshov oto betachlit asiklut." If you heard somebody say this, you would think he's a complete fool. Because they're crazy. V'imaher lachzivoy v'litches mamorei v'kivon. The kitzer, he's trying to say that it's very simple that any guy who opens up his eyes understands that there's a bayir olam, that there's a bayir olam. What do you mean? So what's Avraham Avinu? And you know what the answer is? Avraham Avinu was looking for it. When you look for it, the Torah doesn't want to say that that's one of Avraham's greatnesses.
But I think with Nimrod, they also knew there was Borei Olam, but they thought...
So, give me a minute. Wait, hold on. This is the next step. So what's Nimrod? That's what I'm trying. We learn Hadraga. Good. Now we understand maybe why the Torah doesn't speak about Avraham Iker Hasbara. You know why? The Chavis of Lava says any guy who thinks the opposite has got to be retarded, right? That's what he says. You look at the guy and he says, Ech Shayach Tavar Kazeh. What do you mean? You don't know that the whole world thought like this till Avraham Avinu came along? And the answer is, you see from here, from this Chavis of Lava, that it's not such a big thing what Avraham Avinu does. Not such a big thing Avraham Avinu cares about. So what's the kasha then? There's two questions that we have to ask. So why Taka does it say Ben Sholish Avraham Hikir is Bairi? Why Taka do we make a big thing out of it? You're right. The Torah doesn't want to make a big thing out of it because the Torah is trying to teach. So what? So what? But mice, any guy who understands can say who. But from
you just come to that madriga to want to understand.
Slowly. Let's see slowly. So again, so now we're holding, now that we've established that it doesn't take a great genius philosopher to know that there's a Bayer Olam. So we've established maybe that's why it doesn't bring down, but Avraham Avinu was Makir is Bayer Olam.
Even through your own...
Huh?
Even through your own...
You see from here, no? Whatever, but you see that it's not such a great, it doesn't make you, huh? Whatever it is, you see from this Chayv HaSolavavis. Elu, you gotta be a fool not to think there's a Rabbi Yishmael. So what's the Chiddush? I'm not a fool. You know, I once heard a very nice story for Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael once told me, in Europe, they used to have a thing that every Chazan is a Nar.
What?
Chazanim and Naranim. Nar, okay. Nar, fool. Why? I don't know. But they say over a story about a certain guy who was a Chazan, whatever. So he was afraid that he would come to the town and they would start thinking, oh, Chazani must be a Nar. So he went over to the Rav of his town. He tells his Rav of his town, do me a favor, write me up a letter here that I'm not a Nar.
Nar?
Fool. I'm not a fool. I'm not an idiot. He comes to the Rav of the town, to the place he comes, and he starts showing everybody this piece of paper that he's not a Nar. What's the first thing that comes to your mind? He must be a Nar, right? A healthy person doesn't need a diploma that he's normal, right? A guy who's crazy needs a diploma that he's normal, right? But if a guy's normal, does he have to walk around proving it with a piece of paper? What's the first thing? If you read a piece of paper, this guy's actually really normal. He must be not normal, right? That's the first thing. It's called anar mitashtar. That was an expression in Yiddish. He's a fool with a diploma. With a diploma, a declaration. He has a diploma that he's not a nar. What does that mean? That he's a nar, that's what it means. So could be the pshat is I hope you brought down this marshal. It's a gewaltig marshal. You wrote the marshal. The Torah doesn't have to come and say that Avram Avinu Hikar is Bayrev. Because what do you say? Avram's not a Nara. I need a guarantee that Avram wasn't a fool. I understand Avad that there's big Nisyayin stuff. But the sight of it wasn't who Avram Avinu was. Because by saying Avram Hikar is Bayrev, all you're saying is he's not a fool. So I need a piece of paper saying Avram was not a fool. I need to make it a secret by right. Yeah, I mean, Chaim Salvav is any normal person.
But he lived that way despite his father.
So then that's the next step. Good, slowly. Okay, so far, we're on track. The question was on the Medrash. Why does the not on the Medrash? Medrash tells me the story. Why is it not in the Torah? And you know what the answer is? And why does the Rambam not call it one of their Sarnas Yainas? And you know what the answer is? The Torah doesn't talk about it, and the Rambam doesn't call it a Nisayan. What do you mean? Look at the Nisayan. Because the Rambam held it's not such a big Nisayan. The Rambam held Lahakir Tabor is nothing. Open your eyes and you see there's a Bayer Olam. What are you here? It takes a genius to know that there's a Bayer Olam.
Any Ben
Adam could do it. So that doesn't make Avram great. That's why the Rambam does not bring it down as one of the Sarnas Yainas. And I say the Mashal Gevaldik. Avram doesn't need to prove that he's not a Nar. The fact that a person is a Nar is because he doesn't believe the Rabbi Shalom. He doesn't see the Rabbi Shalom. So you don't need a special diploma to Avram Avinu that he saw the Rabbi Shalom. Yeah? Ask me a kasha. Wait a minute. I just mefregen a kasha. Rambam. Yeah, but he was not Stam Makis Bayra. He was Moshe Nefesh Fakara Sabayra. He was sitting in jail Fakara Sabayra. You didn't think I knew you would ask me that? You didn't think I come well prepared to a share, and I know you could ask me that? Okay, you're right. Lakire Tabore isn't such a big godlet. Yeah, but to sit in a cave and in jail and to be thrown into an oven for it, that is a big godless, right?
But when you make yourself, that's so much.
That's exactly what I'm getting to.
Sure that
that's what I'm getting to. Now listen to me carefully. I want you to know that I hold the Yesod. I hold a big Yesod. And we'll soon see the Yesod better and better. But before we get to this Yesod, before we get to it, slowly, I still want to answer that Avram Zok in the Yishev Yeshiva, and how come that's not mentioned in the Torah? And then I'll get back to the question, yeah, but he was Moshe Nefesh for all this. Avram Zok in the Yishev Yeshiva, Rabbi say, doesn't deserve any credit whatsoever. And you know why? Because that's the halacha. Yeah, what's the shot? I mean, what's your question? I mean, you have to learn Torah. You have to learn Torah. And I want to show you an interesting Rambam. Rambam in Hilchas Talmud Torah writes as follows. Kol ish perik aluf halacha chet. Kol ish mi Yisrael chayav v'talmud Torah. Bein oni, bein oshir. Bein shalom begufay, bein bal yisurim. Bein bachur, bein zakein, god lo shetashash kaychay. Anybody's mechuyim in Talmud Torah, yeah? Rambam perik aluf halacha chet. Kol ish mi Yisrael chayav v'talmud Torah. You could be sick, and you could be weak, and you could be have horrible matzav around you. You're still chayav v'talmud Torah. So when you come here in the mornings, you start giving me bubba ma'ises, my uncle, my aunt, my bubba, my this, my savor, my this, my toenail, my doctor, my, I'm not negating. It's all not, so irrelevant.
And that's why you're better.
Your wife, even your wife. Even if you're Baal Yisroel from your wife, or the reverse.
If you sick, how you call it?
It doesn't make a difference. You're clear from it. People are sick, learn anyway.
He's sick, he cannot learn.
He does. What do you mean? You do it anyway. I mean, I don't know. I know sick people who learn. What do you mean? I know people who are dying from cancer. Sit and learn. I mean, Shmuel is up. Sit down and learn. You're mechuyif to sit and learn. Bein oni, bein bal yisurim. You're sick. You're this. It's not in the game. Mechuyif to learn. Then the Rambam says, "Vafilu bal ishu bonim." A wife and children.
Even if he's married.
Even if he's married, you hear? Even if that's his Yisurim.
Well, Rabbi, but maybe he's talking about those days.
Those days. He's talking about everybody. Kolish Mishrol. You're not Kolish Mishrol?
You are, but so that's nowadays it. You have to be...
No. Kolish Mishrol. Kolish Mishrol is Chayim Talmud Torah. Says the Rambam, Chayiv l'kvoy lo izman l'talmud Torah b'yoyim b'layla, sh'nevo gisbem yoyim b'layla.
B'yoyim and b'layla.
Oh, slow. So the emesis is, there's a little bit of a problem with this. What's the problem? Because the Rambam, in Hilchis Talmud Torah, Perek Gimel, says clearly that the Yisod of Talmud Torah B'Yisurim, the Yisod of Talmud Torah B'Yisurim, here, Perik Gimel, Halacha Vav, and Halacha Yud Beis. Halacha Vav, Misha Nasei Liba L'Kai Mitzvah Zu Karayi, V'Liot Mukhta V'Keta Torah, Lo Yasiach Dato L'Dvarim Achirim. V'Al Yasim Ali Bo Shikne Torah, Imo Oshev HaKavod Ka'achat. Kachi Daka Shol Torah, Papa Mel Tochal, Mai Bam Surat Yishtev, Alors Tishan, V'Chai Yitzar Tichiel, V'Torah Tamel, V'Lo Lecha Ligmar, Tzar, Ben Choyrim, Tzar, right? V'Aschar Lufi Atzar. So, L'Chura, here the Rama's Mash, Minas Shinaso Libo L'Kai Mitzvah Zukaroi. Mishinaso Libo L'Kai Mitzvah Zukaroi. Hidur, it's Kilip says, Hidur, a guy, I thought everybody's M'chur to learn with Yisurim. Now let's look at Allah Yud Beis. In Allah Yud Beis, Rama says even clearly, Ein Divrei Torah Miskayimim, B'mishamar Ba'atzmoy Aleyah. V'lo Be'elu Shalomdi Mitach Idom, Mitach Achila, V'shtila, B'mishamay Mitzatzmoy Aleyah, V'mitzar Guf Tomit. Well, it is Shane Elena of La Abba of Tnuma, Amu Chachamim, Zaisatar Adukiyamis Ba'oyal. The kids are ain't different Torah Miskaimim. What do you tell Mekilo? You should do it because otherwise your Torah won't be complete. You Mekhleev anyway. What's the difference? I don't need all this.
Oh, you're not
going to
remember.
Yes, yeah, so what?
But still, you have to learn.
You're not going to go to Elam Ha if you don't wear tefillin. That's why the Rama said, tell it to me. You have to wear tefillin because you have to wear tefillin. I'm telling you, but if you have to learn anyway, so what is all this that gets to me? Mishnah Salibo, the Kai, you have to learn anyway.
Well, how much?
What's the chiddush? Anyway, I have to learn. So let's say I don't want to be karoy. Let's say I don't want. We do it anyway, right? What does the Rambam break it up into two separate prokim? Here, tsar, he talks about a bal yisurim and everything. So then it's mechuyim. So if you're mechuyim, then it's not pshad nisur oyun kesetayri. Makes all into the. It's not kesetayri. We have to do it anyway. It's not a special thing in kesetayri. No, you don't hear the kasha, huh? The Rambam in Perik Avalachah says, if you want to know, even if you're a big Bal Yisurim and you have a horrible life, you still have to learn Torah. Then the Rambam brings down that the Pshat is that that in Halacha in Perik Gimel he brings down that if you want to have kept the Torah, yeah, even if you have Yisurim, why don't you kept the Torah? That's what we claim to do anyway. Why don't you kept the Torah? You want to go to Gan Eden, you put on tefillin, even though you have a headache. You put on tefillin anyway. Not a special thing that if you want to be Zayich and Kata Torah. So the truth is, if you medayik the Lashon Ram, you see it's not a kash. Why? Because there the Ram says, Chiyuv b'yoyim b'layla, kfi yisitim la'tayra. That's a different thing. Our Hashulcha brings down that the Psham, the Bal Yisurim, is Chayiv, kfi yisitim b'yoyim b'layla.
It's only about that person who works.
Big about Yisurim or he works, whatever it is, then he's mechuyev l'kvoya b'yayim b'alayla. But that's not going to bring you Keter Torah. Here the Rambam's talking about if you want Keter Torah b'yayim b'alayla all day. That's the Eitz HaTorah.
You're working if you must, it's as if you're learning also.
Yeah, but you can't go, you're not going to walk away becoming a big Talmud Chacham.
I don't know if I understand, I'm just saying with Talmud.
I'm just saying, I'm against you. You did your Chiyuv. Your Chiyuv Talmud Torah you have.
But Keter Torah.
So that would be b'yoyim b'alayim for your bal yisur. That's one way to learn. That's one way to learn. Here, that's one way to learn the steamer. Darach Hashoch. Let's do the Darach Hashoch inside. Chadish new. That it becomes, you understand, pshat, that's called a chiddush Torah. Chai v'lajah. Now, we spoke about this. Okay. It's chadish to you. It doesn't mean a chidushim that the world has to sit and learn by your feet. It means that chadish means it's something new. Okay, let's move along. Okay? Okay, for example, you look at Rabbi
Wach.
You see, he's a man that's walking around with 50 crowns on his head. Why? Because he was Mechadish 50 Chidushi Torah this morning. He is a person that walks around with the Keter of Torah. Keter of
Torah.
One way how to learn. One way how to learn the stira is.
You mean by having children and having.
Exactly. Whatever your Bal Yisurim are, your Chiyuv is Bayayim Abalayim. Your Keter Torah will come if you learn all the time.
Maybe. What if you don't learn Shem Shemayim?
But I rather don't hold that's the Pashim Shah. Shem Shemayim
feels like you're learning it, Rabbi?
Okay. What is it? What's the Aruch HaShulchan here? Yeah, Aruch HaShulchan. Ready? Says the Aruch HaShulchan. L'chein kolish Yisrael chai b'limad ha-Torah bein ani, bein asher, bein shalom b'kup, bein bal yisur, bein bachem, bein zazer, shenev ha-gitzim, bein yav l'ayla, bein
rechem l'chem.
Yeah, right now. V'af al gab, the pashti, the kraw, lil my tamid. Af al gab, the pashti, the kraw, is lil my tamid. Like it says, La Yamush, Omnam Dom is a Yevshala Chaladam. That can't be. Hatari Bepanasasai, Bezerak, Lechidim Shibadar, Kamamaram Zal, Lenit the Tar Lech Leaman, Lechain Lahayu Layid Dar Dea Kidar Amidbar, only they were special. What's Yayim Velaila? Going on to Achim Lekwe Itim Latar Ace, but Yayim Ace Belaila. Yeah? Kvias Itim. So that Rambam is not a steer to Kesa Taira. A guy is a Bal Yasurim, he's Machoy of what? Kvias Itim La Taira. Kesa Taira, that if you learn all day with Yasurim, you'll have Kesa Taira. No. That's the Rakhash. That's the Rakhash. That's the Rakhash. That's the Rakhash. Then it's Kesa Taira.
But there is no Bitul Torah.
What do you mean? If he could, if he could learn,
he learns all day, or if he forgets the Torah, and he doesn't learn, it's Bitul Torah.
He still has obligations.
Of course. Rabbi, if he doesn't learn Shishman, what is that?
Because you're able to learn. So let me answer you this. I grab the hole that there's a different paradigm of fashion. Where did I get it from? I got it from the Kesef Mishnah, which I have a kash on, and I saw in Maral says this aside. If you look at the Kesef Mishnah, what does the Kesef Mishnah bring a raya that a Baal Yisurim is mechuyev to learn? What's his raya, says the Kesef Mishnah? No. He says like this. He says the Kesef Mishnah, Halacha Ches.
Where?
Halacha Ches. But Sidu B'Gemara Kama Chachamim. Same halacha ches, haperek halacha ches. Matzinu b'gemara kama chacham shayuchaylim vaniyim. My Reb Lezer, Reb Chanina ben Daisa. It's all gemaras that they were sick and they learned anyway. Hillel.
How they knew that?
Shahay aniyim v'kulam oiskim b'tayir. Now let me ask you, Kasha. If your raya is from them, two things. You see, it's not kviyas itim l'tayir. If your raya is from Hillel and these people,
they're learning all day.
They were learning all day with Yisurim. I hold Aruch HaSulchan Shmigal Kasha from this Kesef Mishnah. And on top of it, another thing. Why? Because he was greater than us. That's my second Kasha. How could we be? We're like Tanoim. You want to know Kol Yisrael Chayiv because of the Tanoim? That's your Raya. That's my second Kasha.
What do you bring Rabbi Tanoim?
What?
When you bring a proof, you have to bring a program for Sukkim.
Yeah, you don't bring from Masa because
it's another Sukkim. So I saw Gevald Gemaral. The question is very simple. I'm trying to answer why is Avraham Avinu's Zok in the Yishuv Yeshiva not found in the Torah? Why is it a Gemara and not a Mefurash Apostle? Avraham Chidesh V'Yoshav V'Lomad, why is it not all in the Torah? So I'm telling you like this. Look at the Rambam that says that Baal Yisurim has to learn anyway. There's no ifs, ands, and buts. Yeah, but at the same time, the Rambam tells me that that's a Maila in Kesef Tyrus. Is it a Chiyav or a Maila? Yeah, he says in Kesef Tyrus. Me, an individual. Shinaso libo lekayem mitzvah ra'ui. So it's one guy who has a mala. So it's a steer, it's a contradiction, right? So I'm answering the contradiction. The Aruch HaShulchan learns that this is from Akvias Itim. Like all the time. Oh, but the problem with the Kesef Mishnah, because Mishnah doesn't learn like that. He learns that Rambam is a raya from the Tanoim. The Tanoim weren't Kaveit, but they learned all the time. What do you mean? They all sound learned, but what the Kesef Mishnah says.
He did as a kid, was learning and working.
They were learning by Yom Balayla only, yeah. And Hill went to work.
Yeah,
they
were
asking more than us, but not like Rashim Bar Yochai.
Rabbi, do you know that it's...
How's it? Hill learned, Hill didn't learn from morning to night?
No.
Rabbi, it says about the Rambam. He was going to Adrosh.
So what's your right for Baal Yisurim and Chayla? I don't know what you want. When he was sick, did Hill learn?
Yeah, but we're talking about all day now.
Where was Hill when they gave the shear? You want to tell me where he was?
At night they gave the shear, so he came at night.
Oh, so that's a new thing. It's like night.
How I know? Because the man said that he was on the roof at night, and the whole
night
it was
by
there.
Day. What do you mean? It was by day.
It was the snow, and he stood there the whole night, and snow covered him. In the morning, they could not see the sun.
My friend, it's very difficult to say that the Tanoim were just learning once by night and once by day.
The Rambam was going to the hospital all day, and he learned only at night for a couple hours.
Again, so you're telling me the Tanoim did not learn all day and all night? That's what you're telling me?
The main shul was
they slept at night.
They didn't need to.
I'm asking you a kasha. How could you bring me a raya that you mechuyev kol ish miyisrael likvah bayom u balayla, and your raya is the Tanoim. The Tanoim did more than bayom u balayla.
Maybe.
So what's the Raya from the Tanoim? A.
That's a
B. What are you climbing me Raya from Tanoim? Well, maybe we're not Tanoim. We could be as big as the Tanoim.
Should be like that. Maybe one of like.
Should be. So you can't say Kol Yisrael Chayim. That's not true. So then you can't.
To reach you, to follow.
No, it says Chayav Midu Chayim. Why am I Chayim? Maybe they were Tanoim. Maybe they were big. And the third kash is, since when do you bring a Raya from Tanoim? The Tanoim did it. Well, so what? Kol Yisrael Chayim. Because bring a parcel. You don't mean Tanoim. We see the Tanoim ate kugels. We have to eat kugels. What are you saying? What are you saying exactly? You know what I hold up Pshat is? I'll tell you what I hold up Pshat is. And I saw this Maral. Maral says this. Maral says the mere fact that you see that it's humanly shayach, because you see that Tanoim did it, then it becomes Yechiyah. You'll Yechiyah to learn whenever you could. Maybe this is called I can't. So you look at Hillel, it's Hillel Mechayev Aniyim. Hillel tells you you could. That's Shamni Gemara. Hillel Mechayev Aniyim. What does that mean? You couldn't? No, you could. What do you mean? Look at Hillel. Hillel could. How come Hillel was able to do it? So once a person, it's humanly shayach, says the Maral. Once it's humanly shayach, then it becomes yuchiv. Because you're mechuyev to learn whenever you could.
Whenever you can. Whenever you not can. 8 hours a day.
Right. A person's mechuyev kviyas yitzim la'tayra. That's true. But let's say you have more free time, you're still mechuyev to learn.
If you have more free time.
8 hours.
You think Hillel went to Kolba and ate Kolba? Yes. Let's look at the Lashon of the Maral. Ready?
Which page?
Where's the Maral? You don't have to have this that you have to go. And then you got to have to person say, I can't do it, I push a person. So you see it's shaykh. Call Dovish who have shari vein ice and terri age din alza. Hill, Machayev Aniyim, I'm not Hill. I can be healed. Is very partial. Because you're going to come and say a person can't do this.
But there is another Gemara that says you cannot judge a person until you're going to be in his situation. So how you can bring Raya?
Talmud Torah, the Chiyuv. Your Chiyuv is...
He could do it because in his situation was different.
Your Chiyuv is Anushi. If a person could do it, you may have to do it.
Different levels of mind, different Zamara. Levels of this.
Amaral Olmed, Kol Ma. It's right away. It's before she says, he speaks about the Gemara, Rebbe Mechayim. Ani v'asha v'rasha b'ayim, ani lama sak v'tayra hillel. So he explains, what do we see from Hillel, says Amaral? How far back are we? Forget the Sicha. Avraham Avinu doesn't deserve any credit for learning Torah. Lama gilo to Dal. Yitzchak lama Torah? Lama shlo yilma Torah? Yaakov lama Torah?
It's pshita like,
everything's
not.
It's pshita like, Avraham Avinu.
But he has no
feel. A person doesn't deserve credit. What should he do? Tell me something. Yeshem Ve'eva's yeshiva mentioned in the Torah?
No.
You know why? Because what should they do? Play bowl games? What do you want to do?
But there was no feel.
Again, so what do you want?
He was a sick. He was learning Torah. How can he was sick with chesed? You have a lot to be about the Torah for you. That's what you.
That we have to speak about. Very good. How come Avraham Avinu was always chesed boy bizman?
What we say is
no. You are allowed. That Avraham Avinu isn't Avraham Avinu A because he was makir esabayir. Big deal. B. What's any chalk? I mean, and you open your eyes, you be makir esabayir. Even you can be makir esabayir.
Everybody.
Even you. Yeah? Everybody can be makir sabayir. Yeah? Just repeating all the chayim sabayir. Yeah? Filata. Yeah? So the kitzur, Avraham Avinu doesn't deserve credit, hikir sabayir. Avraham Avinu doesn't deserve credit, he's a bigger shashiva. So what? Big deal, bigger shashiva. Now what? You'll ask me a kasha shumasa nefesh also. Let me tell you something. The truth is, lakir et abure is mechayev lasir nefesh, and that's also not a big thing. Don't think that the goyim who killed themselves in the World Trade Center, it's not mesiras nefesh. It is mesiras nefesh.
It is.
But
they would never do it. They would never do it if it wasn't for
listen to me
being done to them.
You see, that you could be makir et aboreh, which they have, and you could see you could be meis and nefesh for that, and you could still be a para adam, a rasha, and a mutumtum.
Like you see, by Arab,
chatichat chaz,
kill themselves.
The serious nefesh they have, the serious for what their makir sabar and their makir sabar. Allah's riz is a brain shalom. They're right. It still doesn't mean any, and I'll prove it to you. Do you know why Avodah Zarah even started? What was Avodah Zarah? How did it start? So the Rambam tells us. Man searches for God. Don't think the search of God is a unique thing by Avraham Avinu. Enosh searched for God.
Enosh, yeah.
If you take a look, the Rambam brings it down clearly in Yisod in Avodah Zarah, Perik Aleph, Halacha Aleph. The Rambam says clearly, 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 clearly that the pshat is Aleph, Aleph, Halacha Aleph, Avodah Zarah. No, Nissan, you have it? We did it. Maybe it's already here. What? What? The kitzer, you have to mechabit them because you have to mechabit Kodesh Baruch Hu. It was a search of God. Don't think men never searched for all the years men searched for. The question is, at what conclusion did they come to? That's the nafkami. The whole world searches God. Yeah. And person can be maisa nefesh for that. It says that Avram doesn't deserve big credit that he searched God. Avram doesn't deserve big credit that he was maisa nefesh for that.
For the conclusion, at least, the Torah should write also this for this.
What does he deserve?
The world could not get there.
Maybe people search through the moon to find God. You know?
People go to God. The search of God is a human thing.
Scientific
proof. NH did it. Everybody does it. And to be nice and ethical, go and do it. You look, the whole world does it. It's not a big deal. What is a big deal? Now listen to me carefully. Let's look at the Lashon of the Gemara. You hear? That Avraham Avinu was makir sabayr. Dahainu? The Gemara does make a big thing that he was makir sabayr. Let's look at the Gemara. Gemara Saita. Okay.
Is a midrash?
Ben Gimel Shanim. Hikir Abraham. Now listen carefully. Does it say Hikir Abraham et Habore? Or does it say Hikir Abraham et Boyroi?
Boy.
God. He realized God, or he realized his Bayrak.
He realized
Goyim search Hashem, so they don't search their Hashem. It's very good.
But we have one.
It's very good theology to learn.
Let's come to Lemaisa.
It's
like a. It's a subject.
It's not a person. You hear it? That he looks for God, and he shows everybody's looking for God. That he's mice and nefesh for God. Everybody's mice and nefesh for God. You know the difference of Avraham Avinu? Avraham Avinu was searching Bayrai, his tafel
achayim. What does it say?
Light.
Because it says it's Bayrai.
For them, it's a subject.
It,
it does. It says Bayrai. It says. It says.
Where?
Because all the Sardis Yainis. What do you mean? What were the Sardis Yainis? What Hashem wanted from him in this world.
No, why doesn't it say greater though? It's
Abaisai, I want you to take a look.
Avnon Yitzchak, when he gives the shoe, he first said about the proofs about Hashem, and then he says, since now there's Hashem, what's the point of us here?
Us.
So,
you know who says this? The Derech Yitzchak. I want to show this to you. We didn't make the copy of the Derech, right? From the Silsi Sharim. Sharim, B'mamoroi, Derech Yitzchakayim. Hagdamasai Pischei Chachma Tevea Oysanu Lehizbainuz Bezal Lashon Lama Layasim Es Lavavi Afilu Shachas Lachshiv Machshavis Mamish Mahu Lama Bala Oilam Ay Mami Vakish Min HaMelech Malchi Amlochim Mai Yisayv Kalin Yonav Zois Hi Atruf Ayois Gedeilu V'Chazacha Shiyuchalim Dlamti Neged Ayetzer. And then he continues. ויועץ לאדם לבקש בלבבו מה עשו הראשונים אבות העולם שכל כך חשק השם בהם Ma'asa Moshe Rabbeinu Olav Hashalom. Ma'asa David. V'chol ha'gdoyim ha'sheil f'aneinu. V'yana v'sichlim ha'toyv l'adam koyim e'chayiv l'asiz gavu. I want to follow what they did and it'll be good for me in this world too. Shoel, Rabbi Isaac Shen, the son-in-law of the Altman Slobodka.
What?
The son-in-law. Shoel, ma, yesh l'cha toyer shleim. Ani tzich l'achshov. Ma, Hashem, b'chav, b'avot, b'chav. Tased ma shekatu b'torah, v'zeo. And you know what the answer is? Al ma shekatu b'torah, kulam chayav. Ha-sheilai, ma avodah shelcha b'olam hazeh. Zeh mashu acher. Choy v'asa odam b'olam moy, b'olam moy.
Island, his world. What do you mean, personal? I think maybe it's like, to them it's a subject to us.
There's one thing to keep the entire tire. Everybody has to keep the tire. You have to keep the same tire I have to keep. So then what is my chivit bonanut? Ha'olam shili. Tafkid shili b'chayim.
Everybody have different
tafkids.
That's what we learn from Avot? How we learn this from Avot?
Chesed, Yitzchak, was Din, Torah. Everybody a different.
And how they found their job?
Oh, that's the next step.
You will see
next step. That's the next part of the Sikha. We're going to get to
it.
Avram wasn't hikir et Abore, big deal. Avram hikir et Boro. His creator means what Hashem is to him in his world.
He made him part of his world.
What him? What's the get?
Meaning he's not Hashem also.
I know that there's a God. Like everybody. Right. Like God, big deal. My God, what does that mean in my what I have to do with Chavat Aldim Ba'alama? That's what it means.
Yeah,
and I'm showing you, he asked the Kasha, what are you, he asked the Kasha, what's wrong with you thinking about mitzvahs? You know what? Instead of thinking about Avraham Avinu, why don't you think about Havakai mitzvahs filling? You know what the answer is? Tefillin you have to anyway.
It's nothing to do with Avraham Avinu.
Yeah. I have to do tefillin, I have to do mezuzahs. That has nothing. So what does he want me to live bonen the Mesilat Yesharim? You know what the answer is? Amach Hashak Hashem Bem. Why was Hashem Choshek? Not for doing what they had to do.
If you look at it, each one had their own what they had to do.
They're tough to bolama. Now what are we doing with Mesilat Yesharim? In this world. You would come and say, you would come and say that the Tafkid Ha'adam Bo'olam is to sit,
to
do whatever, I'm saying, to learn. Let me tell you something. That's not the Tafkid. That's not Tafkid.
That's by the way also.
That happens to be true. That's how you could reach your Tafkid, by doing all this.
Yeah.
I want to show you the Mesilas Yesharim. Says the Mesilas Yesharim like this. Nimtzeinu lemeidim. Ki ikir mitziyah ta'adam ba'olam hazeh hu rak l'kayem mitzvot v'la'avod v'la'amod b'nisayon.
What's the purpose of the person?
Mm-hmm. Nimtzeinu lemeidim ki ikar mitziyut ha'adam ba'olam hazeh hu rak l'kayem mitzvot v'la'avod v'la'amod b'nisayon. And every person has his own test, you see?
That's not
good deeds, love and kindness.
Tafkid is something else, it's something to do. No, what is here to do?
Your Nisayon is your Tafkid.
Live your life and just keep living.
But it doesn't
keep
you feel no way to
Nisayon. It's not stop.
All I'm trying to bring out is that Avraham Avinu, Shekir et HaBoreh, it still doesn't make it such a big gedulah. You know what the gedulah of Avraham Avinu was? His Asar Nisayon, you see? His tests. And I'm going to explain to you a little bit more now. You don't realize that you know where Ben Adam comes in, how hard it is on a day-to-day basis. It's very easy to give up your life for God. For question, could you live your life? It's something completely different. I spring on your piece of paper for the Magid Meisharim. The Magid Meisharim, which is the Malach who came to the Beis Yosef, told him that he's going to die al Kiddush Hashem. He's going to be Mekat Hashem Shammai.
You told him this?
Yeah. I bring it down.
He died on Shabbat.
Oh, so he did it. So the Beis Yosef, at the end of his life, he was 37. He gave, at the end of his life, he went over to him and said to him, you told me I'll die al Kiddush Hashem. Looks like I'm dying a natural death.
Who?
The Beis Yosef asked this to the Magi. You know, the Magi used to come to learn the Beis Yosef.
Yeah. Called the Malach HaMaruch.
So you know what he told him? He said to him, you don't understand. You are Mekat Hashem Shammai.
Your whole life.
You did something bigger than dying on Kiddush Hashem. You lived on Kiddush Hashem.
You lived 90-something years. 95.
You lived on Kiddush Hashem.
It's a real company, you also died.
That's Kiddush Hashem.
Because dying proof how you lived.
If you die in the last second of your life on Kiddush Hashem, that's how was your life, no?
Even less than that. It's easier to die on Kiddush Hashem in 1 second.
But scary
to live, you know?
But to live. But to die in Kiddush Hashem is scary. It's beer.
I called him over in Binat Chaim. I called him over in Binat Chaim. There was once a Rebbe. Once a chassid was telling all the stories about his Rebbe. Ooh, my Rebbe, ooh, Malachim, unbelievable. Mofti, Mofet, miracles. So Brisker, I was listening, and he's listening, and he goes, let me tell you, I am most big about Mofet. I don't believe Moftim. Yeah, yeah, the chassid got all excited, he wanted to hear the Moftim. The Brisker Rav should tell him personally the Moftim of... And he's taking out his pen and his paper, he's ready to write it down. He says, I wake up an hour before Shachar. Let's take what it says in the. He's waiting to hear the Mofet. I quickly get out of bed. I make Netilat Yadayim. He's waiting for the Mofet. Then I put on my right shoe, then my left shoe. I tie my left shoe and put on my right shoe. And he's looking, and he's waiting for the Mofet. And he's going through the Seder Ayom. And I go to Davin and I say, Kriyat Shema Mila B'Mila. He asks, but where's the Mofet? Since the Mofet is, I do it every single day. That's the Mofet. This is my Seder Ayom, years and years, every day of my life. That's the Mofet. Believe me. Believe me.
Business day only?
Every day to come to learn.
Business day only what people put on the shoes, right?
To live. Not the Messiah. The Pshat is, the tachlis isn't things that everybody has to do. The tachlis is your shleimut and your chayim and you do every day. It's much harder, believe me, it's much harder to come and learn every single day than to learn one sugya well. It's when it's not gishmak, when it's difficult. Avraham Avinu's greatness was not the who. You would ask another guy, you know what he would say? What do you mean? Avraham Ikir et Aburek! And you start kissing the word. Avraham Alava Shalom, Alava Shalom. He doesn't realize what's so great about Avraham Avinu. Ikir et Aburek, even a child being Ikir et Aburek. Then he's going to start telling you, Avraham Alava Shalom, Alava Shalom. What? You know what Avraham Alava Shalom?
You went against the
one. The life he lived. The life he lived. Now I want to go one step more. If you take a look, the second Nisayon of the parasha was that when he came to Eretz Canaan, Mahira Baritz, it was right away a hunger. Says Rashi, what was the Nisayon? Nisayon was Shalom Hirachim Yidais of Shal Kodesh Baruch. Says the Ramban, Chidush Atzum, that Avraham Avinu didn't pass that test.
Which test?
Which test? Ramban?
Which test?
Ramban says clearly, the second test that we think is the second test, he never passed
it. What it was?
When he went to Canaan, he was told it was a hunger, so he had to go back down to Mitzrayim. So he could have said, Rabbi Yishim, you schlep me out of my house to go to Canaan. Now there's got to be a hunger. The Pirkei Rabbi Elazar writes that there was never a hunger in the world till this was the first time there was hunger in the world. As soon as Avram reached Canaan, oh, there's hunger. That's it. There was never hunger there. The first hunger of the world. So ask somebody a trivia quiz. What was the first hunger of the world? Pirkei Rabbi Elazar. Pirkei Rabbi Elazar says, as soon as he came to, it was the first time there was hunger in the world. Shalom here, Achamid Dotav Shalom HaKadosh Baruch.
So maybe made it for him.
Totally. Yeah, to see if he... Right. Says that Ramban, Achidush Atzim, he said he didn't pass the test.
Why? What he did?
Rashi learns that he was right to go, and the only thing is he could have been Mahar, and he wasn't. Ramban says he had no right to go, and the test was will he go or he won't go, and he failed the test. He wasn't supposed to go.
He's supposed to stay there.
Liftoch Bashem, and he'll be fine. Hashem, Liftoch Bashem, it'll be fine.
Really?
He put Sar into a matzav of a sakan, he had no right to do that. You should have stayed. Chata. Go ahead, read it. Chata. Avraham Chata.
כי אברהם אבינו חתך חטא גדול, בשגגה. Why? שהביא אשתו הצדקת במכשול עוון מפני פחדו פן
ירגעו.
Yeah. So what does it say that he passed all the tests?
No, so let's see.
The Rishayim asked us on the Ramban. Ramban has obviously a different cheshbon. Ramban learns that the 10 that he passed was a different cheshbon.
Different test.
Different numbers. You got to number them differently. Go ahead, yeah?
It's Breshit. Veda, ki Avraham Avinu chata chet gadol, bishkaga shevi ishto hatzadek b'mikshol avon b'tne pachdo peni hargeu. Ve'haya lo liftov
b'asher.
Yatzil oto ve'et ishto ve'et kol asherlo. Ki yesh ve'elohim koach la'azul atzil. Gam yitziato
min ha'aretz.
Shinstava alea b'tila.
They're both being used to sin. The whole thing was a sin. He should have done it.
Avon. Avon Asher Chata.
Avon Asher Chata.
Ya'elohim.
Says the Ran. Comes along to Rishayim. The tour, the Ran. What's Takap Shat and Avram Avinu? He says that Avram did pierce the test. So why did he go down?
Where?
It's a Chumalanes.
For tour?
It's a Mefurashi Gemara. Mefurashi Gemara that says clearly, and I want to show you the Gemara Bava Kama. Read the Gemara Bava Kama slowly. So I'm going to show you what I want to say, and once you hear what I say, you realize it. Nifla Vanayra. The Gemara Bava Kama learns. The Gemara Bava Kama learns from Avram Avinu that when there's hunger, you're supposed to leave the land.
Yeah.
After the Ramban says,
so that goes
Gemara Bava Kama, for sure. I'm Sabach. Yeah. The Gemara says clearly. Gemara says like this.
So we did a mitzvah leaving Russia.
Here it is.
Sabach
Hamad Beis. I'm sorry. Rabbi, if there's hunger in the city, you got to leave the city. Shneim Vahirav Baaretz Vayerav Ram Mitzrayimus. So we learn that from Avram. You got to leave the city. So Avram did right. What's Shabbat Ramban?
Only when it's hunger or
hunger.
What's that?
You're hungry, you leave the city. Samach Amudbet. Rav Baaretz, we learn from Avram Avinu. What's that in the Ramban? Not only that, I want to show you the Ramban. Not only that, you're going to read the Ramban for me. You ready? Because you open your mouth, you put your foot in your mouth, you're going to read the Ramban. Give him to read the Ramban. Fist. Yes!
Foot in the mouth.
Monsieur de la Trunch, you're going to read the Ramban.
Malachim.
Yes. Malachim. What did I tell you? Ramhook's Malachim Perik. Here it is.
Wow.
So you see that the Rambam held that for Machlon Chilion Zaraya, that even though you have the right to leave,
still you shouldn't stop.
But Midas Chassidus is not to leave.
Wow.
No. I don't know Pshat in the Gemara, but no. You see that the Ramban is Mechalik. The Ramban says, so the Ramban is good there.
Yes, I'm if you had enough of not to go there.
So bring it. Yes,
if
what?
If you had enough of not to go there.
So this Ramban, you know this? Even though you're not leaving Eretz Yisrael, you know where the answer said?
But Ramban doesn't say it.
Avram Avinu on his level. Avram Avinu on his level.
So you're saying
you're the one who said that.
You can leave Israel.
So Pshat is Avram Avinu on his level. Now, this is the Pasha Pshat. Now, this is where I come into the picture. Ready? That's right. Now. No, he's right. Avram Avinu was considered chassid. He spread list.
Was that Bukhari?
So that's what Ramban says, chassid. Okay, now listen carefully. Shh.
He's chassid, it should be.
Shh. We learn out from Avram to leave. Avram Avinu, we learn out to leave. I'm telling you, see from the Ramban that there's a split. You have the right to leave, but it's me that it's not doing. Avram Avinu was the tyrant of Mistah. Okay, let's move along. What's Takab Shat in the Rashi? Where Rashi says, Masiyot. Look at the lush of the Rashi. It says, what was the Vahira of Baaretz, says Rashi, what happened? Hashem told him to go to Eretz
Israel.
Kanaan. And the Akshav who Masiyot Latzeit, what's Masiyo Latzeit? Hashem is being Masiyah him to go. What does that mean?
Then he helped him to go.
Oh.
What Hashem? You cannot decide or something?
You know what I hold?
Masiyo.
This is the Yisoid.
Secret.
Of the Yisoid. I hold that Avram made all these cheshbonos. He made the Ramban's cheshbon. Hayali liftok b'Hashem. He made the tour and the Ran's cheshbon. Asur latzeh, asur latzeh, sakanas omchim al hanes. Hashav mani tzich lasot.
Huh?
Yeah, but when it says Masiyah, Hashem told him it was Masiyah to leave. Here it is. What does Masio mean? Shad is no. Masio means could like to help him leave. Hashem like was directing him to leave.
So why it was bad? Hashem told him to leave.
Hashem never said it.
What about you?
Masio was directing him to leave.
So how he left? Peshasar peshetir.
That's kasha. You see, that's what I'm trying to tell you. Avram Avinu had a mavucha over here. You know what the mavucha was? On one hand, Hashem tells me to go to Canaan. On one hand, he shows me in halacha maybe I should be in Canaan because asur lasmoch al hanes. Mitzad sheni ulai ni chatzrich liot po. What? Liftoch Bashem. The Ramban. You know what? I'll tell you what. Let's try to function. I understand. Rashi says clearly Masiyah, which means Hashem was directing him to leave. Hashem never told him go down to Mitzrayim. Hashem never said it, right? So what does the word Masiyah mean? So I'm explaining to you like this. He comes there and he sees there's a hunger. So you know what he has to make a cheshbon? Why is there a hunger? A. B. And what is the halacha when there's a hunger? A. The tour. I have to go in some chalanes. O dilma ni tzadik. Bani chayav lismoch lanes. Hayakosh Baruch Hu amar li lavo. Azulai hu omer li lismoch lanes. Hu lo omer li laredet. Lo lismoch lanes. Liot chasid v'lishaer. This is the shakla v'tariya. That Avraham Avinu has to be miyashiv. What is the Ratzon Hashem? And that's the nisayin. This is the biggest nisayin. The nisayin isn't once I know what I have to do and there's no choice and I do it. That's not a nisayin. It's when I have the choice. What is my top?
He was humble, Rebbe. He thought that he wasn't, you know, tzaddik.
But you see, the Rabban held he was wrong.
But why would he feel as you're wrong?
Because Rabban says, as humble as you are, you have to know who you are. What do you mean? You can't not know who you are. And don't forget, Hashem told him to come to Canaan.
The Rambam says that Hashem told him to come to Canaan. So you have to feel a different way.
But Hashem told him to go to Canaan. The question is how to understand what happened.
According to what you're saying, according to Rambam, would make sense because there's a sheet. He says that inside you have to feel a certain way and outside you have to act a certain way when it comes to being a tzaddik. Right? Outside you have to be humble. Inside you have to know who you are.
Correct.
So according to Rambam, but...
Good. So he had to question is when he sees... Rashi is telling me the Nisayin of the Nisayin. You know what the Nisayin of the Nisayin is? Hashem tells me to come and then he tells me Masiyah. He seems to be pushing me in a different direction. What is the Ratzon Hashem?
So by Yitzchak Avinu it was the same Nisayon also?
Exactly, I'm getting to that. That's exactly what I'm getting.
So
wait, I'm going to get into it. Slowly. I hold that the sight of Nisayon is not, if you have no choice and you jump into a fire for Hashem, that's not called a Nisayon. The Nisayon is day-to-day life. What does Hashem doresh me? What does Hashem want? If a person is Matzatal Vavon Eman Lefanecha, he'll find out and he'll look for what is Hashem rotzeh mimeni. If he's not a real matzatol of avon emel lefanecha, he'll find excuses not to do ma'akosh baruch hu doresh mincha. Everybody stands in Yom Kippur, Hashem hu Elokim, Hashem. That's very nice. That's very, very nice.
But today we follow the halachot.
Huh?
But today we follow the halachot. We don't have this nisayonot like
Avraham. Yes, you do. Every morning when you wake up in the morning,
you have a choice to be.
Should I come to yeshiva? I shouldn't come to yeshiva. I'm sick. I'm not sick. I'm sick. I'm not sick. My stomach, my wife, my uncle, my brother. Obviously, he was mavuchel. What is Hashem teaching him at that moment? Well, Marli Lavo, as Ma'u mitkaven b'ze, shani chasid v'ani chayav l'sher, o shu masi oti latzed b'glal sheyesh rab, as asu lismoch al hanes. Ma'akosh baruch hu otzer. That's the pshat. The pshat is to see what Hashem wants and to live that way is a tremendous insight. Now, let me tell you another thing. How does a person know what Hashem wants? So I want to tell you like this. Tell the Gezer HaKadosh. The Gezer HaKadosh writes that how did Avraham Avinu know that the Marasa Machpelah is the Marasa Machpelah? How do you know?
Adam and Chava.
Says the Zohar HaKadosh that he passed by and there was an ur, there was a light, and he followed the light and he smelled the Ruach of Gan Eden, and from then on he wanted the Marasa Machpelah. Well, Zohar HaKadosh, Lama Ephron Lor Aidze, Lama Ephron Lor Hiriach Edze, Pirush Sharei Im Hayaro Edze, he would never sell it. Says the Zohar Kaddish, Siman Shuhura Abu Lora. So, possibly you say, because Ephraim was a piece of garbage. Zohar in Parash Bayer, in Parash Bayer. Then he made the copy, he forgot to make the copy.
Smell, you can smell.
He wasn't. Zohar, it's not a regular smell, it's Ruchni's dicker smell. That's what you have to say.
Did smell
the good. Like I said, no more kashas. This is Zohar. Says the Zohar, he saw and he didn't see. I want to tie in a Murray Nikab shot. It's not so much he was big and he wasn't big. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted from Avraham Avinu to buy the Maris Machpelah. Hashem Masiyah. Hashem leads a person to what he's supposed to be. And I'll tell you where I got this from. The Gemara in Saita says, Gimel Chinay Sein. There's three chains. Chain, Makam al Yashvav. Chain, Isha al Bailo. Means when you look here, this, wow, beautiful. Yeah, the other guy looks at it and goes, the suit is ugly, right? Why? Chet. Special Chet. Ishal Baila. One person thinks the woman is beautiful, the other person thinks I went out with her, she was horrible, right? Chet Zemeragdin. To the husband, she's beautiful. I have a kasha. I need a chazal to tell me that. Chazal has to tell me that if you like a suit, that's why you buy it. I mean, that's what I need. I need to come and tell me that if he bought the car and you did it, it's a symbol that you liked it. Chayn mekachal mimkar. Chayn makam al yayishma. What is this chazal? Oh, pashpashat, what's chazal? You know what I hope chazal are teaching me? Chazal are teaching me. How does a person know what his tafkid is? And you know what the answer is? The fact that a person lives here, why does he live here? Because why do you find chayn? You know how many people say they love Manhattan because they love the big city? How many big cities do you have in the United States? Every state has the same
like
thing.
Not like Manhattan.
Yeah?
Not
believe like me, Manhattan. You go down to downtown Chicago, it's the same thing. Yeah. Like, come on, I can't tell
Chicago.
The difference. You go, yeah, I'm a chayn, mate. There's a certain chayn. How do you explain it? The Rebbe Yishim wants you to live here. Why did the Rebbe Yishim want people to work in the World Trade Center? And what's wrong working in the Empire State Building? Terrence says, hey, you're supposed to be there. You're supposed to be there. Why does one guy buy a suit and one guy not buy the suit? Hey, what's the pshat? Rabbi Nishan wants you to buy the suit.
So why then you come back and you don't finish your job?
The mere fact...
Every time you have it...
Every time you love something, you have to just get it.
Then you have to make a cheshbit. But I'm just saying, the fact that you have a chayn, that's pshat, chayn ishal baila. How do you know it's your shir? You know the Terrence is because you found chayn. The other person didn't see it. Mm-hmm. It's because Rabbi wants you to marry this woman. That's Pasha Pshat and Gemara.
Unbelievable.
Pasha Pshat and Gemara. Abraham Avinu pisses the Morris Samach Pela, you hear?
Yeah.
And he sees, ooh, Ephraim, he doesn't see it. Because you know why? The Rabbi wants him to buy it, him not. That's Pasha Pshat. Tafkid, Ha'adam, Ba'ilama, his Tafkid. Every person has his Tafkid. And he has to search his Tafkid. And Abraham Avinu searched his Tafkid. Let's go one step further. If you take... So everybody asks, what choice did he have?
What choice?
Yeah.
Okay, well, what does that mean?
He could have went to Avodah Zarah. Hashem comes to him and tells him, do it. So you come and tell Hashem. Who are you? I forgot. I'm sorry, he's not home.
No, because he made the choice, Rabbi. Huh? To make
Hashem comes to you and tells him, I'm the Bari Island. Slowly. So if you take a look, I saw the Ran learns that there was never a tzivu kachnas binchas yechidcha. The Baisham was mabakish with him. It was bakasha. I made you the Ran. Drush the Ran.
So we do the kasha.
No, he says it's not. Ran, I mean you Ran. Ran says it wasn't a tzivu. He could have gotten out of it by saying, okay, I hear what you're asking me, but it's too much for me. I can't do it.
So then you should say, na kachet binchas.
Send it to me. Wait. Kitzur. Rav Shach, Zecher Tzadik Kosh Lebracha, says, I'm married to Kibshan. He says like this. The Maril Diskin explains that every Nabi never saw his Nevuah borrowed. He saw Chizayin and he had to interpret it.
Right.
Made like this. Says now says Rav Shach 9th in the greatest of Rav Avinu. He never heard Kachna as Bincha. That wasn't exactly what he heard. It wasn't the words take your son. So then what's the kash? He saw Chizayin of the Akedah and everything. He interpreted as Yitzchak Asher Ahavta because he could have fadreed around Bincha. He could fadrey it. To Mimikayan, the Rots and Hashem.
But how you know, Rebbe? But maybe
even though it's difficult to accept.
He knew. That's the
thing. Even though it's difficult to accept.
He knew. Now let's go back. Ben Gimel Hikar Abram is Bayrat. The Rambam writes that he was 40. So the Rishayim who have a kasha, was it 3 or was it 40? Very shy. The Hikar et Habore was 3.
He says this.
Who says? Habore, you can be 3 years old.
But the norm doesn't say that. Boy,
I understand. But the Hikar et Habore, you can be 3 years old. To start chapping, because of that,
it's 4.
It took many years for Avraham Avinu to chap. Memela what? That's the greatness. The Nisyonis is not Hashem Hu Elokim. You can have guys screaming Hashem Hu Elokim from today till tomorrow. You know what the big Nisyonis is? Memela ma.
That's where the sign of life comes in. Life. What's this? The Ran. That's where the Ran says that it was Kachna's Bincha was a Bakasha.
Who you are?
He says, he would have never been punished Avram if he didn't do the Akeda. Hashem never commanded him.
In Akeda?
That's right. Because he could have said, you know what, Rabbi Hashem, you promised me something else also. He promised you Yitzhi Karlach. Now you tell me Akeda, okay? So he said, and she wasn't commanded.
Okay.
I know. That he wanted to do Hashem's rats. You're right, you're not forcing me, but I'm doing it because you want me to do it. You cited today's shir? To be mocking that there is a God, that's three. That there's a God in my life or something else. The Christians also go, God. Yeah, what's in a gift? It's not in a gift.
What they do, it's not what they do.
Not in a gift. It's totally irrelevant to them. Avraham Avinu hikir es that's his situation. Can't do more of this. And I'll give you an example. Somebody gets killed in an airplane crash, right? Why? Because Rabbi Hashem made him litchashek lalechet leizem makom. It's because Rabbi Hashem sends you in that pit. Lama chen makom azel alav tagid lamishachel lalechet leizem makom tagid. I'm shugat shaman yilef. Rabbi Hashem, it's beautiful there. It's excellent there. It's because Rabbi Hashem wants him to be there. Of course
so
not.
You're telling me
it's not your shidduch. Of course not.
Rabbi, so you're telling me...
And see, that Hashem left it blank. And if he was an Oyvet Hashem, he translated it properly. Yeah. You say the Atayra Peri Zayin Allah above. It's in there. He brings the order of this. Okay, did you set up all the papers? You set them up with Lafi to say that we went.
Everybody agree to Maral? Everybody agree to
Maral? 80 pounds said that.